We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of MSN.
It is a great day to be a Mountaineer wherever you may be.
The Mountaineer Sports Network. All across the Mountain State, this is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Welcome to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Today's show is brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, civil and environmental consultants, hiring West Virginia Virginians to do West Virginia's work. CECINC.com. That's CECINC.com. In addition to Coach Brown's weekly comments, we'll hear from West Virginia assistant coaches and key Mountaineer players. Now let's talk Mountaineer football and head live to the Pushcar Center in Morgantown. Alongside the Wolfman, Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And good afternoon, Mountaineer Nation. We welcome you inside the Pushcar Center for West Virginia and TCU Week coming up from Carter Stadium on Saturday evening. The Wolfman alongside, I'm Dan Zang, really here as we are with you until 1 o'clock. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to hear from head coach Neil Brown as coming off the bye week, West Virginia looks to get back in the saddle and get a win. They're first in the Big 12 as they come in 0-3 in league play and 2-4 overall. A trip down to Fort Worth, Dale Wolfley, for the 3-3 TCU Horned Frogs. They'll be waiting for us. They are 1-2. In the league. Even though they fell to Oklahoma over the weekend, they did put up some points against the Sooners. Gary Patterson is in year number 21, it's hard to imagine. Yeah. So we've got a Neil Brown versus Gary Patterson matchup in which the Mountaineers have won the last two. Last road victory, ironically enough, was back in 2019 when the Mountaineers, a day after Thanksgiving, were able to topple TCU. And then last year in Morgantown, a 24-6 victory. West Virginia is hoping that that trend will continue because it is no secret we are in desperate need of a W.
Absolutely. So you look at it. basically, it's first six games of the season, Danny, okay? So that is done. You've had your bye week. You've had your chance to regroup, rest, heal up some players, maybe heal up some emotions as well. Yeah. And now you have six games, taking one at a time, of course, where you have a second half of the season. Make the second half better. Pick yourself up. That's what Mountaineers have always done. It's not the first time that we've lost a couple games or two or three. So pick yourselves up. Get it together. Start playing Mountaineer football like we know we can play, and we're going to be just fine. It's all about making adjustments along the way.
All right, we have Jordan Leslie coming up a little bit later on. We will also chat with Alonzo Adai. So they'll be here after Neil Brown speaks, which he mentioned last week. We didn't carry the press conference a week ago, but opened things up basically saying that, hey, this is not a funeral around here. There's no point in being miserable. There's no point in being down in the doldrums. You've been in this facility here quite a bit over the last week and a half or so. What's the mood? What's the atmosphere? What's the tenor? Kind of paint the picture for folks that don't have the opportunity that you have to be around this team.
I'll put it in this one word, okay? Determination. Maybe a couple words. Determination to get better. Okay, so that's what they're about. That's what they approached last week during the bye week, figuring out what was going wrong and trying to correct that and make it right. And that's really the best way that you can head through it. If you want to get to that tunnel where there's light, you got to just keep going, man, and keep plowing. You never get down. You don't get up. You learn from everything, and it makes you better.
What were you able to find on film, Wolf? Because you dissect this tape as closely as anybody that's not a coach. And what you saw last week in Waco, let's even go back a couple weeks ago, I guess, in Waco, and then 3 weeks back to Texas Tech. Is there any common fabric that you're finding now that you've really had a chance to do a postmortem on things?
Yeah, I'm going to take it back another step further. I'm going to say, what were they doing right at Virginia Tech? And then you can go from there and base it off of what was not happening. And it's just about completing execution. That's what it is, finishing the job, keeping your emotions up, understanding your rules. I mean, little things can go and make big plays just by little mistakes. So, again, they have to hone that up, finish it, do right. And I think they can. I mean, they've had time to reflect upon it, and I know they went and put it into practice during the bye week.
All right, well, stay with us. Head coach Neil Brown directly ahead. Stay with us here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show across MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
You're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers. Now, it's time to hear from head coach Neil Brown.
From right here in Morgantown High, I was getting a lot of reps there at linebacker when we do Monday Night Football, and then during the bye week, he got a lot of reps because of our lack of depth there. And he did a nice job, stood out. And I thought Davis Malinger, who's been playing on special teams, he had a really good week. And those reps that he and Saint, obviously with our thin secondary, I think those are going to be meaningful reps. Offensively, Goose Crowder, really impressed with his leadership. I think he continues to grow. He's gotten stronger. I like his potential. I like his leadership traits. He can run. He had a really good week. Impressive. Tomas Remack, who's a guy that is playing in this style of offense, way different than what he did in high school. He's getting better at pass pro. Thought he had a good week. And then Caden Prather continues to show up. We let him go in the scrimmage. And he's a guy I think will have a good second half. And then Justin Johnson and then Charles Finley. Charles Finley, he's still light. He needs to gain weight. But I thought he competed and did a nice job last week. Start the second half this week with TCU. So second half of the season, that's how we're talking about it with our players. Obviously, the first half didn't go how we wanted to, and we got six games left. And start with TCU, a program that I have a lot of respect for. I think if you look throughout college football, Gary Patterson is one of these guys he's a veteran. And I think personally I have a lot of respect for him. I have a lot of respect for the program he's established. To do it for an extended period of time, especially in this day and age, is special. And he's definitely done that. So special teams-wise, just hit them in each phase. I think their return game is where they really stuck out. I think year in and year out, they're one of the best punt return units in the country. Their receiver, Darius Davis, is both their punt returner. Spielman's been out at kickoff returner. He's super talented. Darius Davis does a nice job in the kickoff return. I think our coverage units are going to be tested. They're really good at both of those areas from a schematic standpoint and the talent they have in the return game. Offensively, they've done a great job mixing it up. You can tell they've made it a point to improve running the football, and they have. You know, they've ran it extremely well versus everybody they've played this year. I think for them, it starts with Duggan, the quarterback. The kid's a winner. You know, he competes. You know, I heard on the game the other night he's playing with a broken bone in his foot. You wouldn't know it. He's throwing the ball, I think, better than he has in his career. He's got two running backs that are extremely talented in Evans and Miller. And then Quentin Johnston is a difficult match. You know, and he had well over 100 yards and a couple touchdowns versus Oklahoma last week. And he's coming on. He's a sophomore that's really coming on. And I think the most improved aspect of their team is on the offensive line. They're playing seven guys up there. They've had a couple injuries, but they haven't fallen off. I think they've done a really nice job with their development there. Defensively, they make it tough. You know, year in and year out, they make it tough. They take away what you do best. They've had a bunch of injuries over there. I think for them, it starts with their DNs. That's where, you know, if you look at it compared with the rest of the league, I think that's where they have a real advantage. Mathis, 98, Coleman, who's come back and played here recently. They're really good. They're a tough match for you one-on-one in pass protection. In the corner, Hodges Tomlinson is a great player. You know, I've seen him on some of the draft projections going really high, which they always have. They always have secondary guys that are draftable guys, and they do a really good job of developing them there too. So that's kind of TCU in a nutshell. So with that, we'll take questions.
So, Neil, open week is always sort of a fine line between, you know, getting rest, mm-hmm. doing that, and then obviously working to get better. So how do you balance that? Which way do you go with that?
Yeah, so we were really probably mentally exhausted and physically beat up coming off that that subpar performance versus Baylor. And so we practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We did good on good work all 3 days. Shorter amount of time on the field. But we got a bunch of fundamental work and a bunch of good on good work and felt good about it. Guys had good attitudes. I think we gave them off on the rest of the day Thursday after practice in the morning, all day Friday, Saturday, and then we practiced on Sunday night. A little bit harder practice than we normally would have on a Monday. Had good attitudes, excited about the week. I think they're refreshed mentally, which is important as anything, and ready to kind of go about the business.
You don't have to tell us exactly what you're going to do, but do you do some tweaks when you have a little bit of extra time?
Well, I think you're looking for solutions. You know, I think that's as much as anything. You go back and you do a bunch of self-scout during the bye week because you have some time, and that's what you do. And you go back, kind of eval, okay, what have you done well? I think we've got a pretty good understanding of what we're capable of doing, and then where we made mistakes. I think that's probably the most important thing is, you know, whether it's schematically, personnel wise, whatever. You look and say, okay, we made these mistakes. How do we correct them, or how do we avoid them? You know, as much as anything. So, you know, I don't think there's schematically there's going to be night and day difference. I think what we'll attempt to do versus TCU is put our guys in the best position possible to go out and play to our strengths.
You know, kind of following up on that a little bit, how many times do you try to correct something that you think should be pretty good before you say, okay, this isn't working, we've got to move on?
Well, I think
Yeah, ownership's a big piece of it. You know, I think that maybe just because it's a – let's take from a coaching perspective on ownership, just because it's a scheme that you've used in the past that you feel really strong, if your personnel can't execute it, well, that's – as a coach, you can't – you don't want to try to put that into play if our guys can't execute it, you know. You know, as a – kind of a broader answer to that, Kevin, is you know, the things that you got to correct are fundamental mistakes. You know, whatever it is, footwork, pad level, you know, anything like that. Like, those are non-negotiable. You got to fix those. If it's a schematic issue that, you know, maybe you can't be in this coverage, I think you got to eliminate it. And that's kind of what we try to do, is we try to cut back on the things that, okay, what are we asking our guys? Even though it was good for us maybe a year ago or in the past, you know, what are the things that we're doing that just don't fit what our personnel is?
Like run game, for example. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you're game plan, you do what you want to do. You try to match it up where they have been soft against other teams, or do you look at where they've been vulnerable and you say, whether you can or can't do it, attack them because everybody else has it?
Yeah, I think what, and this is just in general, too, is like you try to look and say, okay, where are they vulnerable? Where can you attack them at? And you match what you do well against those. You know, I think that you have to be careful in when you watch them on tape. So Oklahoma, you know, Oklahoma's got some different personnel than we have, and they did some really good things schematically versus TCU, but those aren't necessarily a great fit for us, you know, and that works the way offense and defensively. So you look at them, you know, structurally, the thing that's really impressive about what Gary and those guys have done on defense is structurally they're very similar, but they make subtle tweaks week in and week out to take a kind of way what you do best. And he does a really good job of adjusting in games. All right, if you hit him on something, let's say you do something different or something he hadn't seen, he does a really good job in between series making those corrections. I think the reason behind that is because he's been running this scheme for so long, he knows all the answers, right? And so I think that's really something in coaching that's important, is when you have issues, you got to know how to fix them. And so he does a really good job fixing them. But back to directly to your question is, yes, so you look on tape, all right, what are people having success versus them defensively? What fits us, all right? Is there something that we can add to our package in any of the three phases that we've seen on film that match up with what we do well? And you do. You I think the whole profession kind of borrows and steals from each other.
Generally speaking, when you go against a 4-2-5, where do you attack? Speaking.
Well, John, why the hell I want to tell him right here? Tommy gave me the funny look first, John. I'm just glad you asked questions. Like, I got on Monty the other day because you didn't ask any questions, John. I think that, so, four down front. Now, they do get into a three down front some, you know, and they did that against Oklahoma State, but they've been primarily a four-man front. The thing that I think the 4-2-5 does, which is very similar to the kind of the personnel grouping that we use defensively, is they're not a sub in, sub out. You know, so with the personnel, they play a little bit bigger nickel. So they can line up in 10, 11, and 12 with the same people on the field. And I think what they do is they do a really good job of playing plays. You know, John, that's what I was saying, and like, they take away what you do best, because whatever you've shown on film that your go-to plays is, Gary and that whole defensive staff is really good at taking away what you do best. And so I don't know if it's necessarily the 4-2-5 personnel. It's more how they have answers for what you do your best.
Schematically, is there anything you can do to increase the turnovers that you've been getting, or vice versa, if there isn't anything schematically, do you have to change personnel to try and build up?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple things that we've tried to emphasize during the bye week is we got to get our hands on more balls, right? So defensive line-wise, we got to do a better job of getting our hands up on passing down, especially on quick game and in RPOs. When you really can't pressure the passer, You got it, and that's what Baylor did a really good job of. They didn't give our defensive line an opportunity to get involved in the pass game because either they got five out and it was catch throw, or they max protected, you know, with seven or eight bodies. And so on those plays where you're not going to be able to get pressure, we got to get our hands up. And the other thing, we just got to be more aggressive in the secondary for going after the ball, you know, and breaking on it and not worrying about, you know, the negative. Maybe we get there a little early. We just got to cut it loose and let them go after it.
You talked about going on the road for recruiting. Do you look more at guys that are new and haven't committed, or do you go out and re-recruit or continue to recruit guys you've already got commitments from?
Yeah, it's both, Greg. So it's an evaluation period, so what we can do is basically watch them. It's not – you're not having any meetings or anything like that. So basically what you do is you go out and watch them. Early in the week, watch them practice. Later in the week, we were able to watch them play. And it's been a mix. You know, you go around during the course of the year, you try to see all your committed guys, you know, the guys that are committed. And then you have that top priority list of 22s and then the 23s that you're already on. And that's kind of what we did. And like I said, we got – I think all 11 of us were out Monday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm sorry, I didn't go out on Thursday, but on Monday and Friday, all 11, 10 of us were out on Thursday, and I think four or five of us on Saturday. So it was a good run.
They have a good lot of attention. Their backfield looks kind of overlooked, but seems pretty dangerous in the big
end. I think those two backs are special. You know, if you look at our league, we're getting ready to hit the gauntlet, you know. You know, you got Breece Hall. Bijan Robinson's playing at a high level, but Evans and Miller, you know, Evans, I think he's played at an extremely high level all year. Miller does get a little bit overlooked, but look at his production. You know, he's a bigger kid, but I mean, he runs away from Oklahoma on the touchdown, you know, as he tightropes the sideline. But I think the running back, the level running back play in our league right now is really high, and I would put those guys up there with the best of them.
TCU has always been known as like a strong defensive team. This year, I mean, they're 3-3 and they're getting in shootouts every game. It seems like the last two games, 52-31, they've had 42-34. I mean, does it seem like a different TCU team in years past, even though you still speak highly of their defense? Do you expect more of a shootout this time?
I don't know. I think the Texas Tech game is probably a little bit misleading because they got up so far. You know, a lot of those points from Texas Tech were in the second half. And they did some good things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking away from Texas Tech, but that's a little bit different of a game. Their scores are a little bit different this year, you know. And I think if you look at it, this is what kind of stuck out to me during the bye week, and then watching against Oklahoma, is go up and down their defensive roster and look how many people have missed time. Right, Caleb Coleman got hurt in preseason camp. He's out. They've had a couple of interior D linemen that have missed some time. You go back and look at last week. 25 Wyatt Harris, who's kind of their quarterback over there, he didn't play. And then the secondary's kind of been a rotation through. Even Hodges Tomlinson missed from the second quarter on last week. And so they've been dealing with a bunch of injuries. I think that probably has as much to do with some of the scoring as anything. But it's not a group that we take advantage of, or we take slight at all. You know, I think our issues have been well documented.
Looks like he's a really good guy with the balls in the air.
Yeah, he looks the part, man. And they've got – I think they've got a good mix. You know, they've got him and then the two slots that seem like they've been there forever. You know, Barbers, I think, and then Darius Davis. They've got a good mix there. I thought he was special last week. Johnston was. You know, I thought Duggan put the ball where he had a chance, and then and Oklahoma's got a couple good quality cover guys, and I thought he went up and just made plays. But he's a sophomore, much improved from a year ago. But I thought what he did last week was really impressive.
Neil, midway point, looks like might count six or seven true freshmen that you are not going to redshirt. So have you made decisions, and do you think you push anybody else out, or do you pull anybody else back?
We played. The one that we've really got to make a call on is Wilson Lamp. You know, he's right at that level, at that number of games. You know, we're going to play Davis. Saints still got a couple games that he can play. You know, Hammond Russell is a guy that we'd probably like to hold, but if we need him, we'll use him. You know, he continues to get reps. Eddie V will play. KP will obviously play. Justin Johnson's going to play. Wyatt's going to play. I think those are the main guys. Yeah, he's going to continue to play. I think as we get into our league play these last six games, and plus he's earned the opportunity. And he's older. I don't know how fired up he is about redshirting. You know what I mean? Like he's a little older. I don't understand it. Yeah, I'm confused. I'm confused by the NFL and the college. I don't even, are they the same, Bob? You might know. You're a baseball guy. Like, there's a lot of weird stats there too. I really don't understand it. And I'm not being I really don't. You know, I know the higher you have, the better.
The reason I ask it is that you're ranked 108, I think, in the nation. 113 or something like that in the nation, 103. And they're number 8 in passing efficiency.
Is it based on yards per attempt?
Can you read anything into that?
Well, I think our yards per attempt is not what you'd like it to be. We haven't passed for as many touchdowns. We've had interceptions early in the year. That's what I would say, you know. But I really don't. Honestly, that's not a stat that I look at a ton, and you know, it's not one that I totally understand. Being truthful about it either.
Start of second half of the season, coming off the bye week, 6 games left. I mean, what's the sense of urgency like? I know you're not like panicking yet or anything, but I mean, is there a heightened sense of urgency than you've had in your 3 years here so far?
No, I just think we need to start winning some games, right? I mean, like that's why you prepare. We put a lot of time in this building to go out and put a product out of there that gives us an opportunity to win. And I don't think anybody's pleased. We need to have a sense of urgency all the time. You know, and so is it heightened? I don't know if that's the case. I just know that we need to play better, you know, and so we need to go out and we got one game this week and then we'll move through the schedule. We play really good people from here on out. And we need to play better than we did against Baylor. You know, that's the whole thing in my mind.
They've struggled some stopping the run this year. Is this, do you look at this as an opportunity to kind of get the running game?
Yeah, I mean, that's where we spent, you know, most of our time last week is getting the running game on track. And it's been close. We just haven't been consistent. You know, that's kind of our MO of our football team right now. We just haven't been consistent enough. They've had some issues versus the run this year. It's our hope that we can take advantage of that. But we got to go out and execute. You know, we got to play better at on the offensive line. We got to run through some tackles. We got to do a better job of controlling the extra hat with some things schematically. So, but they're giving up more rushing yards than they have in the past. Again, I think a lot of that's due to injury. But for us to have success, we got to be able to run it, and that's been a struggle for us.
Do you guys have a number 2 kind of distancing themselves at all yet, or is that
running back?
Project.
You know, Garrett's been our second leading rusher. You know, that's where we kind of been getting carries from. You know, Justin and Tony. Tony was better during the bye week. You know, so we're going to let that play out Tuesday and Wednesday. And really, whoever has the better Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to go. You know, but the answer, no, not one of them has not separated themselves yet.
The running backs here at the CR are pretty good. Running defense has been probably the best part of your defense so far, too. Yeah. Confident that if you can stonewall them a little bit, that'll improve your defense and kind of take away other teams' offense, Oklahoma State, Texas, Iowa State, those teams.
Yeah, I think that's got to be our first priority versus these guys. You know, I don't think that they've hidden the fact that they want to run the football. That's their first and foremost goal. And for us, we got to put them in must-pass situations, and we got to stop them. I think first down's going to be huge in this game. If you look at it, I think both Evans and Miller, their yards per carry, they're two of the highest in the country. Yards per rush attempt, they're right there at the top of in the Big 12 and in college football right now. So we feel good about our run defense. That's been the best part, probably our best part of our football team, that and a couple areas on special teams so far. But it's maybe our biggest challenge this week.
You study them. What makes them so good in the red zone?
Well, I think the ability to run the football. You know, I think if you look at it, and they've done a nice job with they got a big target in Quentin Johnson. He's got some touchdown receptions. I think they do a nice job of getting in shorter yards, if that makes sense, John. Like they're in third and short, third and medium, and they have the ability, because they ran the ball so well in third and medium, that to be a rundown for them. But I think to give you a really simple answer is their ability to run the ball. You know, it gets harder and harder to throw it the further you go, and especially if you have success on early downs running it, it makes it a lot easier.
Speaking of simple, it sounds simple. They've had trouble stopping the run. You have a running quarterback that you could use. Mm-hmm. Do we see more of him this week?
Yeah, he's going to play. You know, a lot of it will be how he goes about this week, but yeah, he'll play. And there's some opportunities. You know, I thought he's coming off one of his better games versus Baylor. And Garrett's got to continue to grow. The deal is, like with Garrett, is our receivers have been our most productive piece of our offense. And Garrett's got to continue in his ability to get on the ball. And that's where he's got to show the most growth.
Still week-to-week kind of thing, and then changing to Jackie. I don't know what benefits –
Yeah, so Jackie, yeah, Scotty's back. Jackie will start at the spear. And Jackie has played really good football for us. I think he's been one of our most consistent performers. He's aggressive. I think that's his natural spot there at spear. I think that he gets him closer to the ball, where it gives us the ability to play a little bit more man coverage with him in the game there. And he's a good blitzer, and so I think that's a good spot for him. But Scotty, he's back, and he'll be out there this week.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
All right, y'all have a good week.
All right, there is Neil Brown just wrapping up his TCU press conference. So still to come here, we have Jordan Leslie and Alonzo Adai. So please stay with us here. Coming up next, we will chat with the West Virginia defensive coordinator. And, of course, the news of Scotty Young coming back and Jackie Matthews starting at spear. We'll talk to Alonzo about all of that. But, Wolf, I guess the big items coming out here of this press conference for TCU is clearly the ability to run the football, and that being, I guess, priority number one, because there are some opportunities here against the Horned Frogs in that respect.
Yeah, absolutely. They do a really good job on that, and when you average 8 yards and 6 yards per running back, and you're averaging 227 yards per game, per contest, you have to be able to shut down the run. And when you're getting those big chunks on first down and second down, as Coach Brown just said, third down makes it all the more easier. That's why they have such a high third down possession rate of where they go ahead and make the first down at 53%. So, again, those are going to be the major key factors to stopping that TCU offense and Max Duggan.
All right, Max Duggan and the TCU run game. What does West Virginia have on their plate? Jordan Leslie will help us unpack all of it when we come back here in just a moment on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
I feel like my concerns about the project budget are being overlooked by my consultant.
I feel like my accomplishments at work are being overlooked by my supervisor.
I feel like my community's requests for support are being overlooked by these large corporations.
At Civil and Environmental Consultants, people come first, always, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our friends in the community. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business and make their goals our goals. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team. And it's why we're invested in the sustainable growth and success of the communities across our great state. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm that plays a vital role in creating jobs and opportunities for West Virginians. We are all committed to building lasting relationships with the people around us every day. We'd like you to be one of those people. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. You've heard from the head coach. Now, let's hear from a West Virginia assistant coach. Let's go back to the Pushcar Center in Morgantown with your host, Dan Zangrilli.
Dale Wolfley alongside, as is defensive coordinator Jordan Leslie. Coach, how we doing?
Doing good, man. Ready to get back out.
Yeah, no doubt. The eagerness to get back out there and try to get this right is an anticipation that I'm sensing throughout this facility. Is that the case? You guys are really chomping at the bit.
Yeah, I think it was eager to get to the bye week as much as it is eager to get back. You know, we needed it, coming at a great time. You know, we were a little beat up physically, mentally. So it hit perfect, and I think our guys are ready to get back. You know, defensively, we just, you know, it's a lot about confidence. And we really, I don't think we really lost that to the last game totally, and so we got to get that back.
Scotty Young is back. Mm-hmm. That's big. Jackie Matthews, Neil mentioned a moment ago, is going to start at the Spear. He's been a fun guy, obviously. You know, that Virginia Tech goal line play obviously stands out, but just watching him little by little, he's getting better every single game, and he's turning out to be a big-time difference maker on the defensive side, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that position allows you to be a ball player, which is what Jackie is, and Jackie has a nose for the ball, finds the ball. And excited about him coming forward as a starter. We need him to play well. We need him to be a spark plug, to be a guy that kind of gets us going. And in so certain situations through the year, you've seen that, and we got to have some more of it.
So looking at Max Duggan, 391 yards of total offense against Oklahoma last time out. Is he a different Max Duggan than we have seen in years past for TCU?
Different in the terms of how they're asking him to be successful. Last year, I think it was a little more with his feet, and this year it's a little more with his arm. And number one has a lot to do with that also. But he's, I mean, his stats speak for themselves. He's a talented player.
So what's the, I guess, item number one with a guy like Duggan then?
I mean, you got to get him off schedule. Got to get him off schedule with his feet, but then you got to present things that get him not where he wants to go with the ball. And so any quarterback that can move the pocket and throw on the run, you got to continuously try to change the picture on him a little bit to get him off schedule. And so if we can do that, we'll have a chance.
Yeah, you know, Coach, so Baylor was a team that ran 238 yards average per contest, and TCU's pretty much kind of the same thing, and they got some really talented running backs and an offensive line to go with it. What is your purpose? The defensive line has been really good in TFLs this year. What is your attack that you're going to try to do maybe a little bit differently?
I don't, you know, not a whole lot different. If you look at the Baylor game, plan-wise, we went in and did what we planned to do. I think Baylor had 44 yards at halftime rushing. The problem with that is if you know you have crucial mistakes behind the defensive line and then again give Baylor credit. They kind of knew that coming out, coming out of Oklahoma State going into the game. Their plan of attack was kind of mirrored our plan of attack and they out executed us. You know, really, so it really doesn't change the philosophy. Like we know what we got to stop. We know who we got to stop. We'll put the guys up front in some different positions as far as how we attack them. But we're not going to go in and make wholesale changes for a group that's been pretty successful.
Yeah, Coach Brown mentioned, too, that you were going to in the back end for coverage is possibly to simplify it a little bit mm-hmm. as well so that maybe the younger guys can understand, communicate everything they need to do to communicate to be successful.
Yeah, and I think it's as much seeing how people attack us, the more they see it. The people attack us in a number of different ways that is kind of redundant over the last 2 years, and they get a lot of moving pieces involved in the offense. So when the picture changes, that's just something that young players have to see time and time again. And there are things we have to simplify. We got to say, hey, what are we willing to live with? What are we willing to, I don't say bend but don't break philosophy, but you got to keep the ball in front of you.
Neil mentioned that we need to get our hands on more footballs to try to force more turnovers. Schematically, is there anything that you can do in that respect, or is it just a matter of that number will eventually level out over the course of a season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just maximizing your opportunities. And that's we chart those. We chart missed opportunities. And we have – that's one of the – in the negative columns, that's one of the areas where we've had our hands on some footballs. We haven't made the play. For whatever reasons for that, there's a ton I could probably go into. I don't think anybody really nobody really cares. It's just, hey, make the play.
Sure.
And so it's very simple. We've got to make the play when the play presents itself. But, yes, overall, we got our hands on more footballs. We got to compete for more footballs, and we got to get the ball out more when the ball is going down the field.
You know, talking about your recruiting areas and responsibilities, what did you do over the weekend?
I went down to Atlanta, Georgia, watched a couple of guys that were either committed guys or guys that we're still in the evaluation process with, which is a number of guys. You know, I think the impact of COVID has had a carryover effect with a lot of kids that are out there that are really good players. And if we're allowed with the rule change coming out of COVID that the NCAA's done, excited about finding some of those guys and especially in some certain positions on defense that we need. We need some depth. We need some quality depth. And we need some depth that's ready to come in and go. And like Coach has talked about, it's not going to be – we're not going to wholesale, you know, transfer the deal. It's you know, if I watch our defensive line play, and I said this somebody asked me the other day, I watch our D-line play, I watch them practice, and I start looking at a Jordan Jefferson, who's a third-year high school guy. You know, Taj Austin's a third-year junior college guy. Dante Steele's in his fourth year. And then I start to look at guys that are Sean Martin, second-year high school kid, Tor Simmons, second-year high school. You know, so you start to get into that and how that group start, you know, how they yeah, how they gel with each other. There's a lot to be said for that. So we're excited about the signing class and then, you know, to see some guys that we're still looking to add to it.
Yeah, a lot of those names that you mentioned, those guys are part of the solution.
Yeah,
you
know absolutely. What I mean? Absolutely.
So, well, Coach, we appreciate your time. We appreciate the preparation here over the bye week, and we're going to appreciate the effort at TCU here coming up on Saturday.
Thank you, guys. Looking forward to it.
There he is, Jordan Leslie. Stay with us. Alonzo Adai coming back with us when we return here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. This segment brought to you by Farmer, Klein & Campbell, injured in a car accident. Be sure to call Farmer, Klein & Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers. We'll return after this on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Live from the Pushcar Center in Morgantown, you're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Alongside Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And this segment is brought to you by CEC Civil and Environmental Consultants. Dan Wolf and Alonzo Adai stopping by. We appreciate the West Virginia senior coming by to discuss the bye week and the work accomplished and the rest that was accrued here, which was really important because Neil mentioned here a little earlier that mentally I think that we were a little bit beat up, physically obviously have taken our lumps. So Zoe, tell us how important this bye week was right smack dab in the middle of the year.
Yeah, like you mentioned, like it's in the middle of the year, and I think it gave guys the ability to say, you know, we have 6 games left in this season. Obviously, you know, we can't change what's happened previous, but at the end of the day, we have the rest of the season to look forward to. So, you know, it's time to move on.
You mentioned that you literally and figuratively, you block out the noise. You're not paying attention to anything that's being said out there. You have unplugged from that, and you have, and we talk about it, but sometimes I'm not sure that a lot of people adhere to it, but you are drawing that curtain and completely tuning out what else is going on out there. How do you do that?
I mean, obviously, like, staying off social media and things of that nature, but also just, you know, focusing on where my feet are at, you know, locking in on the things that matter, which is, you know, inside this building, the players that I'm playing with, and then taking the coaching that needs to be, you know, done.
Yeah, hey, so now, you know, you've come here, like I said, last time we talked to you was a couple of years. So when you had a chance to see the speed of the game when coming from where you were coming from, tell us about the young guys now, what they're having to deal with, and how did you handle it?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, different, but at the same time, it's football. And I think with the young guys, especially now having six games under their belt, whether they played a lot of snaps or not, it's been vital for them to be able to, you know, kind of transition into this college world. And I think the bye week was great to see, you know, the strides that they've been taking.
Scotty Young returning, what does that mean?
It's great. You know, he's a spark plug for our defense. He brings a lot of energy to the team. And I know, you know, he was missed most definitely, but we're happy to have him back.
Well, awesome. Okay, so let's talk about Jackie M at the spear position. What does he bring to the field as a co-player for you? Because I know you love to come running downhill and make up some big hits and stuff. And I'll tell you what, even coming across the field for those receivers, man, right? So what does Jackie M bring to the defensive secondary?
I think he brings a great physicality, and another thing that I think he's not credited for as much is his intelligence, being able to come in at spear now but also start the year at corner and be, you know, make plays at both positions, I think is a great credit to him. So he definitely brings a lot of energy, playmaking ability, and we're happy to have him out there.
What are some of those keys in being able to go from one to the other that you have seen, obviously being in those defensive meeting rooms, maybe not necessarily having experienced that yourself, but it's not an easy thing to do. Really.
No, definitely not, because it's a whole, you know, different set of plays, and being able to go in at one moment and play corner and ask to do certain things, and then go to spear and ask to do other things. It takes a lot of work, a lot of film study, and then also a lot of attention to detail on the practice field.
Why do you think he's going to succeed at the spear?
I think honestly he'll succeed at any position in the back end. I saw the work that he's put in this off season. He lives like close to me, so we kind of, you know, roll back and forth from the facility together. So I'm excited to see him get his opportunity, and I know he'll make the most of it.
Is there just a sense for the ball and that football IQ that he has that you sort of need for that position and to be able to make some of the big plays that he's already made this year? And of course there's more to come, we hope.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, at spear you kind of have to be able to see the whole field and also adjust to the things that are being you know, presented in front of you. So it's a great test of his, like, you know, football intelligence.
Yeah, last question for me. So what did you do as a senior? And you said a couple weeks ago on the show that you were definitely a leader of the defense. What did you do yourself personally to help with the team and prepare during the bye week?
Like I mentioned at the start, I think it was just to raise guys' spirits. You know, at the end of the day, obviously there is a lot of negativity surrounding the program, or, you know, negative things being said. But at the same time, we can't control that. All we can look forward to is these six games that are coming up, and we, you know, we write the story for the rest of our season. So I would say to implement that into the younger guys and just to the team in general, and let you know, Mountaineer Nation know, like, we're not giving up. It's time to, you know, keep playing and succeed.
Sounds like it's all in a good spot.
Most definitely.
All right, Alonzo, thank you so much. All right, stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll have our closing thoughts and get you up to speed. If you're just joining us as to what Neil Brown said here on this TCU week Tuesday, here our press conference coverage brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. That's Alonzo Adai, Dale Wolfley. I'm Dan Zhang, really returning in just a moment here on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we welcome you back here inside the Pushkar Center. It's the Neil Brown press conference show. He's already spoken. So too has defensive coordinator Jordan Leslie. And along with Alonzo Adai, have a lot of respect for Alonzo coming up here and taking the microphone and stepping up to the obligations, right?
It's not easy to answer those questions all the time, Danny, because you got to take a true look at yourself, and you have to be honest and forthright, but at the same time, you have to be a leader and to go ahead and lead these younger football players on. So, again, facing Mountaineer Nation, answering the tough questions, and going ahead and bringing a positive outlook.
So what are some of the tough questions as we go into TCU Week, Wolf?
A tough question for me is, you know, where was the team collectively spirit? I think that's what I was disappointed in the most, Danny, was where's the spirit of everybody coming together and doing that? So, again, a lot of it has to deal with it was ready for a bye week, just trying to get by. You know, they were drained, they were beat up. Whatever excuse you might have, they are young men. They are young men, and they are affected by circumstances. So, again, where's that spirit? Having that leadership that steps up, and I'm talking about a collective leadership. I'm not talking about just one guy here or there. Collectively as a team, that leadership to go out and execute, do the little things, have the mental discipline to do the little things right, because that's what's going to get you to execute, to get into the end zone or to stop the opponent.
So for those just joining us earlier this hour, Neil mentioned that Scotty Young will return from a news standpoint. Jackie Matthews will be starting at the Spear. So those are the two big, I guess, newsworthy items coming out of the press conference. RB2, something that I think West Virginia certainly could use. No one else has really separated themselves as far as the second running back behind Letty Brown. Tony Mathis hasn't taken that step that we would have liked, that we need him to. So there's that item that came out of Neil's press conference. Mm-hmm. And he was asked point blank, you know, what is the sense of urgency around the program? And Neil flat out said that we need to start winning some games. We need to play better than we did against Baylor. That's obviously no secret. A lot of time was spent this week on getting the run game right, because Neil believes that obviously, you know, you got to be able to run the football, number one, but in particular to getting a win here in Fort Worth on Saturday, that there are some opportunities on the ground and against this TCU defense where an effective run game can kind of be the Horned Frogs' kryptonite. Is that what you see early?
Absolutely, because they have given up yards. That's just a fact. They've given up yards in the running game, and you want to go ahead, as Coach said, let's try to tactically attack what's a possible weakness of theirs, and it appears right now that the stopping the running game, whether it be due to injuries, the lack of consistency overall to put all 11 guys, same 11 guys on the field, whatever it might be, it's a chance to attack it and score some points and get that run game going for the Mountaineers.
All righty, it's a 7:30 blast off from Carter Stadium. We'll be on the air at 4 o'clock with the Gomard Mountaineer Tailgate Show. And, of course, if you didn't catch the memo yesterday, we also have the home game against Iowa State. The kickoff time announced as 2 p.m. That'll be an ESPN Plus broadcast. That means we'll be on the air at 10:30 for the Gomard Mountaineer Tailgate Show when the Mountaineers return home one Saturday from next. So be sure to stay with us at WVUSports.com for continuing coverage of this press conference and media availability. We've got Neil's show on these airwaves Thursday evening from Kegler's, and then the entire cast and crew, 4 o'clock on Saturday as West Virginia and TCU do battle. Battle. For Dale Wolfley, I'm Dan Zangrilli. Thanks for joining us for the Neil Brown Press Conference Show here on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, continues after this local timeout. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
You've been listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Today's show has been brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, civil and environmental consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECINC.com. That's CECINC.com. Be sure to log on to WVUSports.com to listen to this program in its entirety on demand. Also, be sure to download the WVU Game Day app, a must-have for West Virginia University fans. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.